We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, folks, be careful out there. Do you know this, Lee?
What's that?
Friday commutes are the most dangerous. By a long shot. You want to know why?
Why? I am dying to know.
People start their weekends early with a little drinking Thursday night.
That.
Yeah, okay. And unfortunately, they head to work while they're still a little, soused.
Yeah, that's never a good idea.
Which around here would mean like half of us are drunk, right? Because we party hard here. I mean, we are some of the drunkest drivers in the nation. Depending on the year, we are sometimes the drunkest drivers in the nation here in South Carolina.
Well.
But we're hardworking people, too. So, I mean, it's not like we would let a little bit of drinking stop us from our duty to show up at work and support our families and stuff. Anyway, new study found that Friday commutes have the most fatal car accidents. There are 17% more deaths during Friday commutes than during Monday commutes. And a big reason is there are more drunk drivers on Friday.
Well, stands to reason.
Yeah. Drunk drivers are out in full force on Fridays. 20% of fatal accidents during Friday commutes involve a drunk driver versus 13% on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Yeah, because, I mean, I guess if you start drinking on Thursday, by Sunday, you're like, oh, God, I've had enough.
Not going in Monday.
No, I'm not. I'm just done. Yeah. I'm finished. It was a heck of a weekend. So watch out there. A near-record number of Americans are going to hit the highways for Memorial Day. Did you see this? Biggest number since 2005, and they're saying more than last year. So if you're getting out of town for Memorial Day, I'd go about now.
Yeah, exactly. And quite honestly, the traffic is very light right now. They're only, I've been sitting here watching the traffic cameras in the usual areas where we have all the traffic jams and delays. Now, I'm probably jinxing it by talking about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, stop. Just stop.
Okay, I'll just stop.
Do you have any wood in there you can knock on? Because everybody's going to crash.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a stool.
All right, there you go. Okay. All right, don't tell them there's been no accidents because everybody will crash and the delays will begin. All right, so speaking of everything crashing, I love to play this media montage. This is from the days after Trump's election. Remember when the economy, it was going to tank.
Collapse.
It's going to collapse because of Trump, because Hillary was so much better for the economy. And so, I mean, it was going to be bad. You might as well go ahead and pull your money out now.
Markets around the world are in turmoil at this hour over Trump's astonishing victory.
U.S. stock markets will open, but the global markets were very quick to respond to Donald Trump's defeat of Hillary Clinton, sinking in anticipation of a Trump presidency.
Global investors had expected and wanted a Hillary Clinton presidency. They didn't get it. Now you're going to see volatility, guys.
Okay, and Paul Krugman of the New York Times said global recession.
He won. He won the Krugman won the Pulitzer for his economic forecast, right? Okay, thought I'd note that.
Only problem with that is wrong.
Yeah, no, you can literally take Krugman's column and just do the opposite of what he says, and you could get very rich that way.
Yeah.
So if he says, hey, Trump won global recession, man, double down. Put it all in the market.
Bet the farm.
So how is that whole the economy's going to crash and stuff working out? For the financial media, the smartest financial minds, well, maybe in that room, not in the nation. Huge. U.S. has best economic numbers in 18 years. A Quinnipiac poll found that 71% of Americans rate the economy as good or excellent, the highest in 18 years. Okay, so what does that mean? That means that Trump is now beating the entire Obama presidency and virtually all of the Bush presidency.
Yeah. Well, Bush had a little bit of an issue going into his. So.
He did, yes. A CBS poll also found that 71% of Americans believe the economy is good. So it shows that the numbers are not out of whack. And in the same poll, the Quinnipiac, 85% of Americans give Trump credit for the record economy. Pretty good for a guy who's so mental that you need to stage an intervention.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have crazy people running the economy
exactly.
All the time.
Yes, I think that's a good point. Because these academics haven't done such a good job for us over the past few decades.
Yeah, and I'm referring to Nancy Pelosi just insinuating Trump's just nuts. He's so crazy, he needs an intervention. We'll get into that in a second. The second thing that just came out, I love this. You know, how many times are they going to use the word unexpectedly?
Every time.
Every time, every month. Jobless claims unexpectedly dropped to 211,000. No one saw that coming.
No, of course not.
Okay, what's the big deal with jobless claims? Well, they're a proxy for layoffs. So if you got laid off, you file a jobless claim, right?
Right.
So if there's not a lot of jobless claims in the country, that means not a lot of people are being laid off.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, now, so I want to go back. Do you remember when President Trump began raising tariffs? Critics, these are the same people who said the market was going to crash because Trump was elected.
Yeah.
And then they all won Pulitzers and then they were wrong. When President Trump began raising tariffs, critics said the import duties and retaliation would cost American workers jobs. Instead, unemployment has plunged to 50-year lows. Jobless claims have remained low. Job creation is much stronger than expected. See, unexpected again. And workforce participation has expanded. So employers are now laying off work, or they're not laying off workers. This is a great time for you if you're that slacker. Have you...
They'll hang on to you, huh?
Yeah, you know, because they're looking at you and you're like, wow. I mean, the labor market is so tight, which means there's not as many workers as they would like to choose from.
Right.
They're looking at you and going, well, he's a slacker. But good God, if I fired him, I'd have to hire somebody who just got out of prison because that's all that's left.
Yeah.
So great economic news again today. I mean, these are really low jobless claims, these economic numbers, they're just amazing. They're amazing like they always are. So, like I said, we should probably consider having a crazy person run the economy all the time.
As long as it's not crazy Bernie.
Oh, God, not him. Not a truly crazy person.
No.
You know, just somebody who's a little crazy. A little off. Okay, which is what Pelosi says Trump is. Okay, can you tell what they're doing? They have reached, and you can tell, the point of such desperation. That the only card that the Democrats have left now that they know that all this stuff's going to be declassified is to just point Trump is crazy, knowing that the media will repeat whatever they say. They got nothing else. And Nancy Pelosi went full bore on that again yesterday, insinuating that he walked out of the meeting. Well, flat out saying she walked out of the meeting with her because he's just nuts. I mean, he can't handle reality. She even went this far, because remember Trump said he walked out of the meeting because of the I word? Well, duh, that's impeachment, right?
Right.
I mean, if unless you have the IQ of a sea sponge, right?
Which apparently is pretty low.
Yeah, it's pretty low. Like 2/3 of the Democrat Party has the IQ of a sea sponge. Did you see that new poll? After Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, oh man, you'd have to have the IQ of a sea sponge to believe what I said about the world's going to end in 12 years. And they just did a poll, Lee. The Democrats, 2/3 believe the world's going to end in 12 years. Okay. All right. So Nancy Pelosi's trying the Trump is crazy thing because she doesn't have any more cards to play. Listen to what she says about this.
So what we're talking about now, infrastructure, president says I word. I thought he was talking about infrastructure, roads, bridges, mass transit. I said something.
So Trump comes in and says, I will not, as long as you're talking about the I word, I'm not playing ball with you. And she's like, oh, I thought you meant infrastructure. Whatever else could you have been talking about? Oh, the fact that we're trying to impeach you, that would have never dawned on me. Then she said this. She's playing the crazy card because she knows that the media will repeat this. He's crazy. He's crazy. You can tell by looking at him. He's crazy.
I can only think that he wasn't up to the task of figuring out the difficult choices of how to cover the cost of the important infrastructure legislation that we had talked about 3 weeks before.
He's just mental. You can't, I mean.
So, but the president again stormed out. I think what? First, pound the table, walk out the door. What? Another temper tantrum. Again, I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country. Yes, ma'am.
Madam Speaker.
It's just hard to take this woman seriously.
Yeah, but you know what? I think you just laugh at her. I think she's desperate. I mean, because they're now in the position, Lee. I mean, he's going to declassify. The Democrat National Committee is at the heart of the fake coup. You can't get around that. And, I mean, only in the Democrats' twisted world is uncovering, information part of a cover-up.
I think the new I word is idiot.
Yeah. So they're going to have to play the crazy card again because they know the media will repeat, crazy, he's gone crazy. Look at him, he's gone crazy. He's uncovering all the classified documents. Oh my God, he's crazy. Don't listen to anything he says. Oh, and don't read the documents. Whatever you do, don't read the documents. I mean, that's where they are. They got nothing left. They have that. That is the last. That's like when you have that last card to lay down and it's a crappy card. You know
what
I mean?
You got that deuce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you're just like, oh, God, I don't have to play this, but, you know, Hail Mary pass. That's what that was. Hail Mary pass. Okay, don't believe him that we committed a coup. He's crazy. But the documents say that. Don't believe him. He's crazy. I mean, that's all they got left. Sign of desperation, folks. Oh, I'm enjoying this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, I'm enjoying this way too much. Yeah, when Democrats go to the Trump is crazy, that's a dog whistle to the media to begin repeating how crazy Trump is. And of course, like the Covington Catholic boys, you know, you could look at them and tell they were racist. Or Jussie Smollett, you could look at him and tell he's a MAGA victim. Like that. The media will repeat that. He's gone crazy. He's gone nuts. 25th Amendment intervention. And this is because they know this stuff's coming out. They know it's all coming out. Trump has issued the declassification order. My head is still spinning over this. But I predicted it. Adam Schiff, Representative Adam Schiff, the Democrat, screaming and yelling. Literally, the Democrats have held two positions in the last couple of weeks. But we have to have transparency. Bill Barr must break the law. Our attorney general, we must break the law and reveal every last footnote to us in the Mueller report. And Trump goes, how about I do one better? How about I release all the documents? Whole investigation. I just release it all. And they're like, oh, God, no. No transparency. That's un-American. They're calling, Adam Schiff is calling the release of all the documents. Show us what you had. Show us why you believed that he was colluding with Russia. Show us why you launched the investigation. Show us why you spied on him. Show us all that. And they're like, oh, God, no, that's a cover-up. Releasing all the underlying data from the investigation is a cover-up? Yeah. We only wanted the notes in the Mueller report. We don't want to know what Mueller saw. You don't. Why? I thought y'all wanted transparency. No, un-American. Listen to this. Twisted logic. This is what you're going to hear repeated from the hysterical media all weekend. Releasing all the data, you know, all of the stuff around the FISA application and the lies they told. That is un-American. And it weaponizes, this is what Schiff wrote in a tweet, Trump and Barr conspire to weaponize law enforcement and classified information against their political enemies. Wait. So showing us everything that these people did in the insurance policy investigation, in the Russia investigation, is somehow weaponizing law enforcement and classified information? Well, what's going to be in the classified information is what those law enforcement folks did. So, I mean, the only people who make them look bad are the law enforcement agencies themselves, the FBI, the CIA, Brennan, Comey. No, it'll make them look bad. We can't release anything that makes them look bad. Well, what if it's true? Can't release it. Un-American. It's part of the cover-up. Okay. So the Democrats are literally arguing at this moment. I can't wrap my head around this. That Trump isn't engaged in a cover-up, and part of the cover-up is releasing basically the entire investigation. Now, they will retract classified parts of it. They'll have to. There is a procedure for doing this. It's the same one as the Mueller report, where the FBI, CIA, whatever agency is going to be allowed to go through and redact, you know, methods and means and stuff like that. They always do this when they release a classified. And they'll be able to make the argument, hey, this shouldn't be released because it, you know, whatever. And so all that will go on. That'll take a while. But they're literally arguing Trump is doing a cover-up while he's releasing data they don't want out. that shows us how this investigation began. And you can't go back to the beginning of the investigation without going back to the DNC. They launched the whole thing, the Democrats, in partnership with the Russians and Christopher Steele. They colluded with the Russians and Christopher Steele to attempt to smear a president. That's why they don't want it out. You can't come to any other conclusion. It's obvious. It's obvious. Now, remember when I told you this whole FISA court thing that's gotten all this attention? I mean, it's interesting and bad and stuff. But the big scandal, the big iceberg under the water, is the unmasking. Where they go into the databases and they're like, oh, I'd like to know everything Donald Trump's campaign emailed for the last, I don't know, 2 years. Yeah, we'd like to know that so we can pass it on to Hillary. No, I mean the proper authorities. That's a big deal. And we know illegal unmasking was done. We know the FBI allowed people to go in there and use a database that should only ever be used to find and stop terrorists for their own political purposes. We know that. And it's been almost not talked about in this country. Congress hauled Samantha Power, our former UN ambassador, in, who did it 300 times. At least somebody did in her name. Had one hearing and then they were done. They wanted to know nothing else about it. They want nothing. I've always thought because the same Congress members were afraid that that database would be used against them. All their stuff's in there too. I've always thought literally they were afraid. They were afraid they would be taken out. That's the biggest scandal. That's the one I really want. And apparently, finally, that might be coming out. Sarah Carter last night on Fox News said this. She's an investigative reporter.
I'm going to tell you something else, something that people aren't talking about. And that was the unmaskings, Dan. I think one of the biggest pieces of information that's going to come out here, too, as well, is those people that were unmasked. That means Americans that were unmasked, their conversations, telephone conversations with foreigners. And remember, Samantha Powers, there was a big debate here, and Trey Gowdy got her to answer some very important questions. She unmasked roughly 300. That's unheard of. Put it this way, when John Bolton was at the UN, he unmasked three people. Three people. She unmasked close to 300. And I'm going to tell you some of those names are going to be very important when they come out.
Yep.
Now that I would like to see. Samantha Power claims she didn't do the unmasking. So who did? And where'd that information go? You can't just go deep diving into the NSA database to get political opposition research. Even if you're Obama, even if you're his administration, they took the position they could. That's the big scandal. That is the iceberg under the water that you don't see. God, I hope it comes out.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, can you put a Sleep Number bed on a traditional wood bed frame? Yes, that's where mine is. Texter writes, wouldn't it be great if the classified documents exposed Nancy Pelosi and Chucky Schumer had knowledge of the coup? They totally had knowledge of the coup. They know what's in there. Remember how smug Chuck Schumer was? This was the first couple of months of the Trump presidency. He's being interviewed with by Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, and he's threatening the president. Don't you question the FBI. We do what they say here in Washington. It's not they do what we say. No, we do what they say, and that applies to you too, Mr. President.
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I'm told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
Oh, they have six ways of getting back to you? Back at you? Sounds like an agency out of control, sir. That's not their mission. It's not their mission to select our politicians, not their mission to select who wins elections. But this is not only accepted in D.C. This is the mentality. I'm going to play this clip till it frays and falls apart. This is the D.C. mentality. You better go along with what the FBI wants, because they know better than we do who ought to be elected. The CIA, too. When we got, they're going to get you, Mr. President. You don't shut up. We all accept that we're spied on, and we're fine with that, because these people are smarter than us. Well, no, wait, not smarter than me. But they're smarter than us and some of you, and this is the mentality. They're only painting Trump as stupid and crazy because they're losing right now. This was the confident mentality in the beginning of the Trump administration by Democrat Chuck Schumer. And that didn't save him. So now we have Trump's nuts. He's engaging in a cover-up by releasing all the information around the FISA warrants, around the investigation. It's crazy. Texter writes, all Barr will release will be something that makes Trump good, and say anything that makes him look bad is too classified to release, but he will never get anyone convicted like that. And you know this how. We'll see. History is as yet unwritten. Texter writes, can we fund Pelosi getting some better fitting dentures if we're going to hear her slur daily? Yeah, I know. Meanwhile, there is so much reason for excitement. The world is on fire today, it appears. You know, the UK yesterday went to the polls and they voted for freedom, we think. We haven't seen the polling results yet. Those won't be released till Sunday. But it was a vote for a slate of EU politicians. And the polling going into that vote, anyway, we'll see if the vote actually reflected it. But the polling going into that vote showed Nigel Farage's party winning. They are what they call populists, which is really just Trumpism repackaged. It's conservatism and Trumpism repackaged. It's the idea that we ought to have as countries sovereignties and borders. We don't want world government. We don't want open borders. We don't want the constant, never-ending, importation of liberal voters to override our voices in our own countries. We're finished. You see, Theresa May resigned this morning. She's the UK prime minister. All these things matter to you. You're thinking, how does it matter to me? I don't live in those countries. You live in the last freest country on earth. And so if we lose here, if we screw up, if we get the next election wrong, and we only got one election to lose the country, folks. The left has dozens more elections to destroy the country. We got one to save it. We have put ourselves in a terrible position. And in the back of your mind, if you're thinking, well, I'll just go to another country. What country exactly will you go to? What freer country will you go to? What country that's not controlled by them will you go to? And that's what this election is about. It's about trying to escape world government, which we were almost entered into with Obama trade. Thank God we weren't. And so this has the folks who run the EU in an absolute lather and panic. This is why you saw Theresa May just resign. It's the best sign that she knows how that balloting went. And the Brexit Party won. It means she's finished. She spent 3 years trying to block the EU from leaving, trying to block the UK from leaving the EU, despite the people's vote. She's a traitor to her country. She should have gone a year ago. She put forward all these bogus plans. Well, we'll stay in the EU. We'll pay all the bills, and we'll just basically stay in the EU and everything in name only. And they said, no, we want out. She knows she got killed at the polls. That's why she just resigned. She resigned ahead of the turnout of that election. It's a good sign for the returns. We'll have to wait till Sunday to get them. But an incredible thing happened, and I want you to hear it. Because you so rarely on the world stage see them admit what globalism is. Globalism's like cover-up, those two words. What's cover-up? Well, you know, it's the covering of the stuff by Trump. What stuff? What crime? If you know the covering. Well, globalism is the same way. What is? Well, it's very big and complicated, and only smart people like us could understand. No, what is globalism? And do you remember, I mean, literally in the 2016 primary, we still had people like Rubio and some of the Republicans running on globalism is a good thing. We had George W. Bush telling us globalism was great, and we had to give our manufacturing to China. He didn't put it as explicitly as that, but that's what he meant. Got to adjust for the new globalist reality. What is the globalist reality? Well, it's very complicated. You couldn't possibly understand. It's just globalism. What is globalism? Jean-Claude Juncker, the EU president, just defined globalism for us yesterday. I think it was 2 days ago, in a rage over the fact that Trump's message has now gone viral, is spreading around the world, even in places like the EU, which now has just really punitive speech codes. And conservatives are so heavily throttled that they're literally not allowed to speak in public there without fear of arrest. That's where the UK is right now as they try to exit the EU. And still they're losing. Still they're losing. You want to know what globalists really think? You want to hear what globalism really is? Let's let the president of the EU, who's about to go down in flames, explain it. Globalism is when stupid nationalists love their own the opposite of globalism is when stupid nationalists love their own countries. Globalism is when you don't like your own country. You don't care about your own country. You don't care about borders or sovereignty. And you turn all of the powers you constitutionally had over to a higher power, namely people like Jean-Claude Juncker. He just helpfully defined globalism by telling us what it is not. Here you go.
These populist nationalists, stupid nationalists, they are in love with their own country. And they don't like the others. In some countries of the European Union, the government, the parliament, a major part of the society don't like those coming from far away. I do like those coming from far away, because the main guiding principle of the European Union should be solidarity. We have to act in solidarity.
So listen to what he just defined globalism. You cannot have any loyalty to your country or you're stupid. You have to have loyalty to one world government and then you'd be smart. And when he says, well, they don't like those coming from far away. No, it's not that. They don't like having open borders because their sovereignty has been so totally eroded that anyone can walk over their borders at the command of the EU. And they'll be fined if they don't allow it. That is what Rubio was talking about. That is what Bush was talking about. That is what Obama was talking about. Globalism, you're going to love it. Tell us again. I'm sorry, sir. What are we talking about here? What do we have to do to be good globalists?
These populist nationalists, stupid nationalists, they are in love with their own country. And they don't like the others.
Yeah. That's globalism. He just defined it for us. He just told us the truth. If you love your own country, if you believe in this crazy idea that your country ought to be sovereign, that you ought to dictate the terms that you live under, you're stupid. Anybody can understand that, can't they? That's what globalism is. It's what it is. It's a cancer. And it appears it is set to go down in flames in the European elections. Pray that it does, just in case you need somewhere to move someday that's not controlled by them. Texter writes, if Jean-Claude believes what he's saying, he should renounce his citizenship of Luxembourg. That's the idea, is to have no citizenship. Texter writes, every time you start talking about something that we are not to know, my phone goes dead. Radio.com is censoring you right now. I don't know. It's more like the engineers haven't got a handle on it. You can always stream us live, by the way, if radio.com is giving you trouble. And it gets better and better. I listen on radio.com all the time. It does. But it does have its fits and starts. You can always go to 1063WORD.com and you can stream us there too. I apologize for the inconvenience. Texter writes, I guess globalists are Democrats. When facts don't hold water, revert to name calling. Another texter writes, isn't globalism just socialists? This socialism on a global scale. It doesn't work on a small scale, much less at that level. Yeah, pretty much. Now, I want to play Jean-Claude Juncker again. He is the president of the EU in an absolute rage that the populists appear to be winning a governing control of the EU parliament, EU legislature, right? Because they agree, they believe in borders. They believe in all of this, right? Let's go back to what I told you about Marx. What was the zenith idea of Marx's philosophy, besides the redistribution, government ownership of property and businesses, all that stuff? We know what Marxism is, right? But what was one of the key tenets? It's one of the lesser known ones. Google this if you don't believe me. It was globalism. It was anti-nationalism. In other words, nationalism was the most dangerous thing. It was terrible. It was a bad idea. Nationalism was the only thing that was holding back the equality of the people. And so nationalism had to be abolished. You should have no loyalty to your nation. What were you supposed to be loyal to? Your class. you should be, the idea was that you should have more in common, you should have more loyalty to people of your same class, to the concept of equality for all, universally, across borders, than you should to any government, and that any sort of loyalty or nationalism was bad. They actually called this globalism. This word globalism goes all the way back to Marx. Now, let me play you again the president of the EU, calling people who believe what you believe, what I believe, what Trump believes. And what Trump believes is now spread like wildfire across the EU. It is literally changing election outcomes and putting people who believe like Trump and we do in power. And they are enraged. Tell me this isn't exactly what Marx taught, as I just described it to you. Nationalism bad. Loyalty to nations is bad. Nations must go, and we must have worldwide loyalty to the party. We must have worldwide loyalty to the idea of a classless system. In other words, Marxism. Take a listen.
These populist nationalists, stupid nationalists, they are in love with their own country.
Classic Marxism. Couldn't be more classic. If Marx were alive, he would be applauding. He would be. Because it can't get more classic than that. That was the message of Marxism after the redistribution of government ownership. It was globalism over nationalism. Nationalism was the enemy. This is why the media goes so insane over anything that's nationalist. This is why the media is trying to rip down the anthem, the flag. This is why we have activists right here in Greenville who, you know, I mean, I talked to Bruce Wilson the other day. He said, you know, I said, you're going to go after the founding fathers and the Constitution after you change, you know, Wade Hampton Boulevard to Barack Obama Boulevard and rip down the Confederate statues. He said, well, you know, they own slaves. See, that's where they're going. Nationalism must go. Why? Because Marx taught them that. They won't ever have true power until they have power across borders and borders are erased, when there's nowhere to hide. That's what he just said. He just told you this beloved nationalism that, again, everyone from Bush to Obama to Marco Rubio has pushed. That's what it is. That's why they never wanted to tell you what it was. But he was in such a tizzy over what's going on in the European elections, he told you the truth, made the mistake. It's not good. For them, anyway, I hope. We'll see what the election outcome is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.